Hello guys, welcome back to the Christian Girl Daydreaming Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle, and today's episode is called Stop Trying to Figure It Out, Leave It Up to God. Or Leave It With God. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what that last one is going to be. So before I start with the episode, I just want to give you guys the opportunity to let me know of any topics you guys want me to talk about in these episodes. So you can go to my Instagram, so it's forhiskingdom.ministry. That's my Christian clothing brand Instagram, but I've recently started posting more lifestyle content on there as well. So you can go to that Instagram, forhiskingdom.ministry, and you can just let me know, you can send me a message if you have any topic suggestions for me. That will be highly appreciated, because I want to talk about things, but I never really know, like, what I should talk about, because I can talk about like Christian friendships or the importance of, I don't know, starting your day with God, things like that, but I never really, I don't know. So I want you guys to let me know. So if you want to, please DM me with your suggestions. Like I said, it will be very much appreciated. On that as well, so I think, hopefully some of you know that I have my own Christian clothing brand, and I recently rebranded it. So it used to be Shalico, but now it's forhiskingdom.ministry, or For His Kingdom, that's my business name. It's just For His Kingdom Ministry, because that's a little bit more broader than For His Kingdom. And also, I already bought the website domain for His Kingdom Ministry, so that's why it's that. I recently had a little change of heart in my business, in the sense of, not a change of heart. I got like a revelation, because I realized that my business is not about me, and Shalico, or Shelly, is literally my name. It's what my dad used to call me. So I was like, you know what, my business, it's not about me, it's for His Kingdom. So I changed the name. I don't know if you guys, some of you maybe have noticed, but I, like I said, have been posting a lot more lifestyle content on there. And the vision of my business has always been to help more Christian women and girls become all that God has called them to become. That's always been the vision for the brand. And obviously, I don't know, it's very difficult to portray that message through just the t-shirts and the clothes and the mugs and things that I sell. So I was like, how can I better share that message, or help actually see that vision come to pass? So I love posting content. I mean, I have a YouTube channel, I love posting on TikTok, Instagram, all those things, but I thought that it would be a good idea to keep it all under my my business. So if you guys are not following me on there, please do. I am posting a lot more on there. So with that out of the way, let's talk about the topic at hand. So stop trying to figure it out, leave it up to God. So Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, which surpasses all understanding. And the peace which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So think about this. Your constant worrying about something, your stress and anxiety, is not going to change the outcome of that thing. And I recently read that. I forget where. I think it was in a Bible plan or something. But I read that. And when I read it, I was like, that's so good. Because we spend a lot of time stressing, overthinking, worrying. And me, myself, I'm an overthinker. I overthink a lot. I overthink a lot of things. I wouldn't say I'm like the worst overthinker, because I've met some people that really overthink. I'm not that bad, but I do overthink. And I'm also a dreamer. I'm also like a big dreamer, big visionary. I always have goals. I always have plans. I always dream big. So I'm constantly overthinking on how God is going to bring something to pass in my life. I'm constantly overthinking about that. And it's not good, because this verse literally is telling us to not be anxious for anything, but that we need to pray about it, and we need to be thankful, and we need to make our request known to God, because only then can His peace be with us. Because ultimately, we have no control over tomorrow. We are not even promised tomorrow. So if we can just give it to God and let His peace come into our lives, we will have a lot less stress. Okay, so there's a few things I want to say about this. So the first one is, we spend so much time worrying, and it is keeping us from, number one, having faith, and number two, seeing what God is busy doing in our current seasons. So that is so true. It is keeping us from having faith. So we know that it is impossible to please God without faith, and we can only apply faith when we stop worrying, because the worrying is literally going to keep you from applying faith, because you're going to be in a state of paralysis almost. You're going to be so, you're going to be overthinking something so much that you're not even going to move. And that is a big goal of the enemy. He loves to get us in a position that will keep us stagnant, because if something's not moving, how can God bless it? How can God do something for you if you are just stuck, if you're staying stagnant? Let's take an example. If you want to start a business, if you want to venture out and you have this dream to start something of your own, and you are constantly, like, we know ideas and dreams and goals, all these things are from God, because we know that every good and perfect gift is from God. We know that He is the creator of creativeness, so He is the ultimate, He is so creative. So we know that when we are being creative, that's from God, you know? Yeah, I'm not saying everything is from God, like all your ideas. We should still, like, test every spirit and give it to Him, but still. So we know that when we are creative, we are kind of imitating our creator. So in the beginning, God created so that we can create, you know? So yeah, when you want to start something new, when you want to start a business and venture out into something, and you catch yourself worrying about something going wrong, or it not working out, or people judging you, or like you're worrying about something, but it has not even happened yet, then you know that that's from the enemy, because he doesn't want you to move. Because the moment you move, if it works out, I mean, there's no stopping you and God, right? The enemy's going to be scared of that. And let's say you do move and it doesn't work out at first, then it's okay, because we always learn something. And Romans 8 verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. We know it's going to work out for you, even if it doesn't work in the first month or two. We know it's still going to work out. Also, God, there's another verse that talks about that God takes us from glory to glory. So if you are not growing, then it's not good, because everything in God grows. Like we read in Genesis, be fruitful and multiply. There's multiplication when it's in God. You know what I mean? Yeah, so getting back to the thing of when you want to start something and you are overthinking about the result negatively, or if there is, if you're kind of worrying about something, but you haven't even given it a chance to happen. If I can give you an example, when I was in high school, I mean, I've always been in love with the idea of filming myself and making videos and posting on YouTube and having a channel. I've always loved it. I've been kind of obsessed with that. But when I was in high school and I decided to start my channel, yes, I've been posting videos since like the ninth grade. Those videos, you won't find them anymore because I deleted all of them. But when I wanted to post my first video, I think it was like a health video or something. I still remember I filmed it on my dad's GoPro, and I filmed it when we went camping. So I edited the video. Sorry. I edited the video. I gave it a thumbnail. And then that night I wanted to post it. But I remember being so nervous and so scared because I was scared people were going to make fun of me. I thought that, yeah, I was just scared of what people were going to say. And then I uploaded the video, and I remember my dad was in the living room and I was in my room, and I just started crying. And I didn't cry because I saw a comment that was like, ew, what is this, or something. I started crying because that fear completely overtook me, because I've now uploaded the video, and so I was literally scared, but I had no reason to be scared yet. There was literally no evidence of why I should be scared, and here I am crying my eyes out, so anxious. And I wasn't crying loud enough for anyone to hear me, but then my dad called me. I still don't know why he called me, but he called me. And then I was standing, I didn't want to go because obviously I was crying, my eyes were all watery and stuff, couldn't really speak because I was crying that bad. And then I was standing in front of my dad, and he was like, why are you crying? And I was like, I'm just so scared, like, what are they going to say, like, what's going to happen? And then he was like, Rochelle, you haven't even given the people a chance to judge you yet, and you're already crying. And that kind of, I will never forget that, because I was like, yeah, that's kind of true. Why am I crying? No one's even said anything. And obviously, a few, like, every, what am I trying to say? In the future, or over the next couple of months, as I was uploading these videos, I was being judged. Of course I was. I was a 14-year-old girl posting videos, and I didn't even know what I was talking about. Obviously, I was getting judged. Obviously, people were kind of like, what is this girl doing? And I kind of stopped. I stopped uploading, but then I started again, and then I stopped, and then it started. So, yeah, people did judge me. And you know what? That's okay, because I've learned so much. I've grown thicker skin. Like Romans 8:28 says that it all works out. It's all going to work out for your good. And you know what? People are temporary. Situations, moments are temporary. What is permanent is how you are gonna wait. Memories are not temporary. Or moments are temporary, but like the memories are permanent. But what I'm trying to say is people will forget. People move on. They are not fixating on what you are doing. Only you are fixating on what you are doing. So, yeah, when I look back at that, oh my word, I was so cringy. But when I look back at that, I can only laugh at myself. Because obviously I was being such a weird kid, because I'm not a usual, okay, I'm not saying I'm not like other girls. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, I'm not the usual stick to the program type of girl. If I want to do something, I want to do it, and I'm not gonna let anyone stand in my way, if you know what I mean. So yeah, okay, moving on. I'm kind of getting nervous because I don't like talking about that, because it still stings thinking about it, but I've grown so much anyway. But yeah, like I said, the enemy wants to keep you in a position of paralysis, because if you don't move, God can't bless it and God can't do. So it's in our doing that God does. If you stand still, God can't do anything. You have to give it to God. Stop overthinking. Stop overthinking and stop obsessing over it. Because we love to say, yes, I've given it to God. But have you really? Have you really given it to God? Because if you've given it to God, you will have full trust that He's going to work it out. That means you're going to stop thinking about it. You're going to stop obsessing over it. Because when you obsess and think about it, you are in a way still holding on to it. You are still kind of having control over it because you're thinking about it the whole time. So just, if you catch yourself overthinking, stop yourself. There's another verse that says we need to take our thoughts captive. Take every thought captive. Renew your mind. remind yourself, stop thinking about it. You're not letting go. And also, this is a big thing. If it's from God, you will never be able to figure it out. Because there's another verse, Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So if it's a God thing, you're not going to be able to figure it out, because it's going to be higher than your thoughts. It's going to be higher than your ways. And God, His plans are so great that it's not going to be close to what you are planning. And God loves to surprise us. God loves to give us bigger and better than we could ask, think, or imagine. Because that's just who He is. That's His nature. He wants to see you surprised. He wants to see you happy. Just like a father wants to see his kid happy. So how much more does God not want to see you happy and you surprised? Yeah, so especially your dream, if it's, we know that people say if your dream's not big enough, if your dream doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. It's the same kind of thing. If your dream is from God, stop trying to figure it out, because it's not going to work. I don't know what that was. What was that? I was trying to make those two things kind of the same. Anyway, so yeah, your dream should be from God. Your plans should be so big that there's no way that you're going to be able to have them come to pass without God doing something in your life, or God moving on your behalf. Because God wants to move on our behalf. God wants to give you a man that you can marry one day, and He wants to give you all the desires of your heart, and He wants to see you be successful in your business, and He wants you to be in a happy friendships and things. But if you constantly figure out, I skipped over a whole thing. So the other thing that I said was, when we spend so much time worrying and overthinking, then we are missing what God is currently doing in our current season and in our lives. So if you have this idea in your mind of how God is going to bring something to pass, most of the time that's not how God's going to do it. If you can figure it out, it's probably not God's plan for you. But y'all, we have this idea in our minds, and that is keeping us from seeing what God is actually trying to do, because we are so set on it happening our way that we're going to miss what God's trying to do. So in that way, I mean, if we can take an example, we can look at our everyday lives. We are so stressed about where our next paycheck's coming from. We are so stressed about our next meeting, or what's happening today, or how am I going to be here at this time, and how is this going to happen? We are missing the fact that we were blessed with another day. We were blessed with another breath. We are blessed with rain. I mean, it's raining so much recently. A few years ago, we were in a drought and we just prayed for rain and it never happened. And now we have rain every day and people are complaining that it's raining. You know what I mean? I'm just looking outside my window. There's like birds flying and chirping, and the grass is wet, and I love the smell of rain. This is like so nice, and this is my favorite weather. But I'm going to miss this if I keep focusing on the fact that I have to be somewhere tonight at a certain time, and I have to pick people up, and now I'm stressed. You know what I mean? You are missing what God is doing. Sorry, it's in the small things that we find joy. It's in the everyday things where God is actually surprising us and actually gifting us. And we just need to be present in the now, because God is constantly showing us things and talking to us. And if you didn't start your day with God this morning, I just want to encourage you right now just to pause my podcast, close your eyes, just tell Him thank you. Thank you that you are blessed with this new day. Thank you that He has a plan for your life. Thank you that He is working things out for your good, and that He loves you and that he knows you better than you know yourself, and that he wants to give you the desires of your heart, but he first needs to align those desires with his desires for you. And thank him for breath. Thank him for a new day. Like, I think you should do that. So if you haven't already, do it right now. And yeah, that is all from me. So just stop. Stop overthinking. Stop stressing. Get out of your head and just get into God's presence. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Please, please send me your topic requests. It will be, again, highly appreciated if you do that, if you take time out of your day to message me. Yeah, and I just want to say thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you guys in my next episode. Bye!